الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ما بعد. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. We begin, as always, with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our designer, our sustainer, our protector, and by sending peace and salutations upon his beloved messenger, Muhammad, son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I hope and pray, my brothers and sisters, that you're all doing well on this, once again, alhamdulillah, blessed and beautiful Friday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you all. Subhanallah, we are March 12th today. It is pretty much exactly 1 year since the first coronavirus case was discovered here in Ottawa, or actually in Canada. And we had to make the difficult decision of suspending Salatul Jum'ah. And I was thinking about it this morning, subhanAllah, and at that time, nobody in this world, none of us, nobody in this dunya, nobody in this world had any idea of what was coming to hit us. We had no idea what was coming. Like, we were just completely so oblivious, so blind about the future, as we are for everything that happens in the future. Because only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is going to happen. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who holds who is alim al-ghayb, who holds knowledge of the unseen, of the future. So we had no idea whatsoever. And subhanAllah, we were thinking, oh, this is going to last maybe a few weeks. I remember March break was canceled, which is of course very difficult for my young friends. Even for the parents, of course, and families who had travel plans and so many other things, subhanAllah. And things were moving so quickly within those few days. Announcement after announcement, cancellations and closures, and this is something that none of us probably had ever experienced in our lives, subhanAllah. And, the reason I mention this is not, we don't have a tradition in our deen of, commemorating traumatic events or commemorating difficulties. We don't do that. And actually, it's healthy that we don't do that. Because when we relive tragedies, it is not good for us. It can hold us back from moving on, because we're constantly reminding ourselves of the difficulties of the past, reliving them, and that brings back, the trauma or the challenges or the feelings, the emotions associated with that difficulty. So you probably noticed we don't have that tradition of commemorating deaths and commemorating, subhanAllah, even the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who saw, the most difficult of times during his lifetime, great tragedies, the incident, of course, at Uhud, and the martyrs, subhanAllah. But still, there was no commemoration. There was no annual commemoration of that date. And another reason potentially also is because the 1 year is really just a period in time. And we're at every moment, we're living through a certain period of time from a certain event. So, taking anniversaries, dates as something which is special and a moment to commemorate, this is not something that we find in our tradition. But it is good to reflect. And it is important to learn lessons so that, it makes us stronger and more grateful now and in the future, so that the past doesn't hold us back, but rather we reflect to learn lessons, and that it makes us stronger as we move forward. And subhanAllah, again, when I think about it, what we've experienced over the past year is a clear example. Like, we probably couldn't have a clearer example of our weakness as human beings, of how small we are and how much we don't have in our control. Because one of the things we like to believe, and that we're told, is that we are powerful and we are able to do things and we are in control. But the reality is, we're not. We plan But our plan is subject to the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know, in the Quran, and subhanAllah, it's stronger than planning, it's plotting. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ, right? They plot, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also plots. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of plotters. So there is a plot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, and everyone else's plot is subject to that. If Allah's plot, if Allah's plan allows us to do what we want to do, what we think we should do, then it will go ahead. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan and plot say that no, it is going to be otherwise, then only and only what Allah has planned is going to happen. Doesn't matter what anyone else in the world, doesn't matter how powerful you are, no matter how rich you are, no matter who you are, what will you have. If it's not according to Allah's plan, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't allowed you to do something, it is not going to happen. And that is a tough lesson that the world has learned over the past year. Now, of course, as the weeks, the days turn to weeks, the weeks turn to months, changing through the seasons, actually very soon, last year, a year ago, questions about Ramadan came up. And subhanAllah, we're back full circle. You know, we'll back full circle back into that situation again of looking forward to the month of Ramadan. And to be perfectly frank, not exactly knowing how Ramadan is going to be right now. Yes, alhamdulillah, things seem to be brightening up, but there's a big but, and that is that the numbers are going in the wrong direction here in Ottawa and other places as well. So it is not out of the realm of possibility that we could have further restrictions or, you know, further lockdowns and stay-at-home orders. May Allah protect us, God forbid. So therefore, let's not take things for granted. And let us continue to try to do our best, being cautious, especially with close contact with people outside of our households. Let's try to do our best so that, you know, we can at least offer a salah in the masjid, in jama'ah, once again this Ramadan, so that we don't have to go through another year, another Ramadan, without being able to worship together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to witness the month of Ramadan and to worship in it in the best way possible. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, much has changed in the past year. First of all, many of our brothers and sisters have lost loved ones, elders, neighbors, who are no longer with us. And whenever we think of those moments of grief, even if it's much later, we should say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Even if it's decades later, when memories come back of loss and of grief, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have said, perhaps some issues in the chain of narration, but nonetheless, there is no Muslim who is afflicted by a calamity, and when he or she remembers it, even if it was in the dim and distant past, they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, that verily to Allah we belong and unto Him is our return. But Allah will give them a reward like that of the day when it befell them. So even if there has been a long time and there's a calamity that, you know, even if it happened, as the translation says, in the dim and distant past, and we remember it and we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward like that of the day when the calamity actually occurred and the sabr that we exhibited at that time. And of course, we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to shower His mercy and forgiveness upon all of our brothers and sisters who have returned to Him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala them as shuhada, as Allah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate them and grant them the best place in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. And then, of course, we have those who fell ill, those who are currently ill, or perhaps are still feeling the effects. So those who have recovered actually from the virus, but they're referred to as long haulers because the impact on their body, even though they no longer have the virus, the impact was so severe that it's taking them months, perhaps even a year now to recover. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant good health and a recovery to all of those who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their patience, and may Allah Azza wa Jal cure them and bring them back even better than how they were before. On top of that, we know that there have been losses in terms of business, especially small businesses. Loss of income for people who were relying on certain, businesses or certain jobs, even in areas like transportation, you know, taxi drivers, Uber drivers, and so many other areas, business people who had investments, who made great investments, into their businesses, and who have, of course, been forced to go through lockdowns. There's been a loss of income, an increase in debt. SubhanAllah, even charities, right? Charities, particularly masajid, who were very much reliant on, Friday prayers, on collections that are done on a weekly basis to pay for their rent, to pay the utilities, to pay for their loans, to pay off their debts, finding themselves in severe difficulty. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to anyone and everyone who is suffering through financial hardship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the financial difficulty, the burden of debts. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for our brothers and sisters to support all of our institutions, particularly our masajid and our charities. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. We also have families who are or people who are going through great stress and anxiety, and as a result, that is being seen in their family situations. So there's tension within family members, especially, being forced to be together, particularly those whose situation maybe was not very good before the pandemic, now being forced, to be together, not being able to get a break from each other, children being overwhelmed, being online, too much screen time, online schooling, the list goes on, work never ending from home. There's so many different examples that of stresses and that are caused as a result or as a side effect of this pandemic that is causing real negative impacts that are being seen within families. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the stress and anxiety from all of our brothers and sisters. We ask Allah azza wa jal to grant calm and peace inside all of our homes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase love and understanding between spouses. I will remind you, my brothers and sisters, of the words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, related by Suhaib radiallahu anhu, that ajaban li amri al-mu'min, that wondrous is the affair of a believer. What is it? It is wondrous. Some translations will say strange, but ajaban in a positive way. Ajaban li amri al-mu'min, wondrous is the affair of a believer. Inna amrahu kullahu khair, that as there is good for him or for her in every matter. And this is open. Prophet's word here is kul, right? No restrictions, it's open. Inna amrahu kullahu khayr. There's good for him, good for the believer in every matter. Wa laysa dhaka li ahadin illa lil mu'min. And this is not the case for anyone but a believer. This is a special blessing. This is a special gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the mu'mineen, for the believers, that there is good in every single matter. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains, and he says, in asabatu sarra, that if he experiences or she experiences pleasure, goodness, good times, what do? Shakara. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fakana khayran lahu, and it is good for him. So what happens? How is every matter good for the believer? That if there is goodness, then, and if he experiences pleasure, he thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is good for him or for her. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا, and if he experiences or she experiences harm, then صَبَرَ, he shows patience, exerts patience, فَكَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهُ, and it is good for him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that in every situation there is goodness for us as believers. In every situation, it's open, no restrictions. In every situation. But every situation, that means, is going to require one of two responses. Every single situation that we experience is going to require one of two responses. Either shukr or sabr. Either gratitude or patience. And when we do that, then every matter is going to become good for us. SubhanAllah. So my brothers and sisters, while many have suffered greatly, and I don't want to downplay the difficulties and the hardships that many of our brothers and sisters, that are neighbors, and people around the world have experienced, because indeed it has been very, very difficult. So many have suffered greatly, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. But subhanAllah, others have actually found blessings through this pandemic. It is ajeeb the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala operates, that there is a calamity, there is a difficulty, and people are dying and people are in pain and suffering and facing all these hardships, yet there are people who are actually blessed through this pandemic. Subhanallah, you know, finding time with family, people who never had time before, now actually getting to spend time with their families, people who are actually enjoying working from home. Okay, for some, it is not working at all. For others, it's wonderful. It's nothing could be better for them. You know, being able to reconnect family ties, being able to, you know, thinking of others and reconnecting through Zoom meetings and so on. You know, savings, even financially. Who could have thought that in the pandemic, actually, many people, mashallah, tabarakallah, those whose incomes were not affected, actually have saved a lot of money. Because the ways of spending pre-pandemic were no longer possible during the pandemic. So they actually ended up saving a lot of extra money. You know, some have been able to explore, go out and explore nature and reconnect with the nature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Others have been able to find new opportunities. You know, whether it's business or other types of opportunities, they've actually found an opportunity within the pandemic to actually, to enjoy the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here's the important part, my brothers and sisters. Whatever the case may be, okay, whatever the case may be, whether you find yourself in difficulty or whether you find yourselves in enjoyment or in pleasure or in goodness, what determines our success or failure in a trial, and let us be clear, this is a trial, even for those who have not felt anything and who have been saved, who haven't lost any relatives, who haven't lost a dime in income, probably may have made more, may have saved more, okay? So for everyone, what determines our success or failure in this trial, and it's a trial for everyone, is not how we are tested, but rather how we respond to the test. Okay, this is an important point, because worldly blessing and success, being blessed in this dunya and being successful in this dunya, is not necessarily a sign of being favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or that of being close to Him. But rather, that could be a test as well. Because sometimes we fall into this trap of equating worldly blessings, worldly success, with this false confidence, this belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be happy with me. Allah is blessing me, so therefore Allah is happy with me, and whatever I'm doing is good. Whereas the reality may be the opposite. The reality may actually be the opposite. So never, never take things for granted. And never become complacent, thinking that, oh, I'm okay, I'm good, Allah has blessed me, Allah has given me wealth. Oh, all these other people are being tested and tried and going through difficulties. That's because, you know, Allah decided to test them. But I'm okay because Allah has kept me safe, so I must be doing something right. And I've got something going here with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My relationship with Allah is strong. I've got nothing to worry about. No. That's not the right way to approach it, my brothers and sisters. Okay? That is not the way of the believer. That's not the way a believer is to approach the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, the believer thinks that, oh, Allah is blessing me, and these blessings are actually also a form of a trial. These blessings are actually also a trial for me as to how I use these blessings and how I react and whether I develop that type of attitude or not that I'm not supposed to have. So for those who face difficulty and those who exerted patience, I want you to know, because I know people have gone through great difficulties, great challenges, especially those who lost loved ones and they were not able to get together, they were not able to say, you know, to gather together for dua, to meet each other, hug each other, all of those things. It's very difficult. So I want you to know, inshallah, thumma inshallah, on the day of judgment, when you arrive in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be a momentous reward for your patience. Okay, regardless of the difficulty you've gone through, okay, whether it was the loss of a loved one, loss of income, losing your business, you know, losing your job, losing your family, whatever it is, but you've been patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promises are always true. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Only those who endure patiently will be given their reward without limit. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And it's actually, you know, hard to imagine what that's going to be like. And only Allah knows best as to exactly how that's going to be manifested. But just the fact that the reward is so great that there's no accountability for that reward. There's no accounting for that reward as to or any measure of that reward. It's going to be without hisab. It is going to be without limit. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just going to give you that reward, inshallah. Okay, so if you've been through difficulty and hardships, or you're going through it right now, know that the sabr that you are exhibiting and that you're forcing yourself, you know, to, and it's hard, it's not easy, right? And you're trying to be patient, you're trying to hang in there, inshallah, the reward for that will be way worth it. Okay, like it will truly be worth it. So hang in there, and we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa jal makes it easy for you and grants you the best reward in the hereafter, but also in this world as well, inshallah. Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he says that regarding this verse, that their reward will not be weighed or measured. They will be given an immense reward. They will be given an immense reward. So remember again that every opportunity, every moment where you've been patient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what you have gone through. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands and knows the feeling that you felt, the helplessness that you felt, the grief that you have felt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alimun bidhat as-sudur. He knows exactly what's happening in your heart, in your feelings, in your emotions, what's going through your mind, the difficulty that you're in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aware, and He will reward you, inshaAllah ta'ala, for your patience. And also know that what Allah has chosen is better, even though it's surely very difficult. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forces decisions upon us, decisions that we wouldn't want to take or that we don't want, things that we don't like or we think are bad for us. But Allah forces us in that direction. So as believers, we believe that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides and He forces us in a particular direction, it is because it is ultimately better for us. And it is a test of trust as well, of our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it may be, the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be very heavy, may be very difficult, but at the end of the day, we believe and we accept that it is going to be better for us. And inshallah, it will prove to be better for us, because there are always hidden wisdoms, the silver linings that are not apparent now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, whenever we go through these situations, let us remind ourselves of the story of Al-Khadr in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that Musa alayhi salam, you know, met with him, and Al-Khadr went and he was causing destruction, and he was doing things, you know, like damaging property, loss of life, all of those things, where if you look at it for the people to whom it was happening, it was bad. For the people to whom he was doing this to, it was bad, right? It was damaging, it was hurtful, right? It was not easy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us by sharing that story, by giving us that story, that it was actually for their betterment in the long run. There was hidden wisdom in that which they were not able to see and which we are not able to see either, right? And that was not something which was exclusive to only those incidents in that time, and that it doesn't happen anymore. Of course, it happens all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us go through challenges and difficulties that are hard for us, but in one way or the other, they're actually good for us, and they're better for us. And it's Allah's plan and Allah's form, Allah's way of actually looking out for us and taking care of us. Okay, so always remember that there is always some hidden khayr that is not apparent to us. And so what do? We accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by refocusing. Refocusing is very important when we talk about sabr. It's one of the techniques. One of the techniques of dealing with a difficult situation. Because as we've discussed over the past year, sabr is a mental and spiritual exercise. At the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a mental and spiritual exercise about changing the way we approach situations, changing the frame of how we look at situations and difficulties. So when we refocus, right, and we say, okay, yes, this year has been really hard, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed me with 40, 50, 20, 30, whatever age you are, years, and out of that 1 year, He has decided will be of difficulty. So all of a sudden, like, well, you know what? That's actually not that bad, right? Out of all these years that Allah has blessed me with ease, 1 year of difficulty, as an example, right? Or so many ventures I've tried, Allah, or so many paychecks that I've received, but for these few, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that He was going to test me. So refocusing helps us accept. And secondly, the redirect. So moving forward in the direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to go in. It's almost like a roadblock, right? You were heading in one direction. Allah put up a roadblock. So this road is closed for you. Don't go there. There's a crater. You're going to fall in. It's going to be dangerous for you. There's a detour. Allah forces you to take the detour. That's what you're doing because of his decision, right? So accept that detour and say, okay, I wanted to do that. I was going in that direction, regardless of the difficulty. I was going in that direction. I was doing that thing, but Allah took it away from me because it probably wasn't good for me. Allah wants me to go in this other direction or some other direction. So let me try to find that direction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to go in. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, related by Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقِيقَةٍ. Everything has a reality. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَقِيقَةٍ. For everything there is a reality. وَمَا بَلَغَ عَبْدٌ حَقِيقَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. And the servant will not reach, meaning the servant of Allah, will not reach the reality of iman, of faith. حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَنَّ مَا أَصَابَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَهُ. Until he knows or she knows that what afflicted him could never miss him. You will not reach the reality of iman until you know, you believe that what afflicted you could never miss you. وَمَا أَخْطَأَهُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَ. And that what missed him or her could never have afflicted them. Okay? So whatever hits you, comes to you, whether positive or negative, it was through the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it couldn't have been otherwise. And whatever missed you, because you know sometimes you think, oh, that opportunity, you know, that job, that marriage proposal, you know, that house, that offer, I would have just done it, you know, that investment, oh, I wish I had bought, you know, Tesla stocks when there were $70 or whatever, you know, like you think, oh, and then you beat yourself over it, and you say, oh, if only. But guess what? It was the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't meant for you. It wasn't going to happen. So what's the point of, you know, grieving over something that wasn't going to be yours anyway? You accept that fact. You say, okay, that was it. It was never meant for me. Let me move on. Or if it hits me, that was how it was going to be. I couldn't have gotten away from it, right? So my brothers and sisters, for those who have enjoyed ease, increase your gratefulness. Increase your gratefulness because this could be your test. Not to become ungrateful. Not to become become conceited or wasteful, insensitive to others, complacent, thinking that you are blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you have nothing to worry about. Oh, I'm in my bubble, you know, I'm okay, my investments are fine, my job is fine, my family's okay, alhamdulillah. The rest of the world, you know, it's okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. I'll just worry about, I'm happy in my little world. That's not the thinking of a believer, my brothers and sisters. Okay? We cannot be insensitive. And we cannot become complacent and just think that, oh yeah, I'm okay, I don't have anything to worry about. Oh, what I'm doing, my level of iman, my connection with Allah is fine. Why? Because Allah is blessing me. If there was a problem, then Allah would have tested me. So now I'm blessed, I'm okay. No, this is not the right way to think, my brothers and sisters. Remember the words of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي. This is by the grace of my Lord. لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ. To test me whether I am grateful or ungrateful. وَمَا شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whoever is grateful, it is only for their own good. Whoever is grateful, it is only لنفسي, for their own good. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. But whoever is ungrateful, surely my Lord is self-sufficient and most generous. Okay, if you turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, become ungrateful, nothing's going to happen to Allah. إِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. Nothing's going to happen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are grateful, it is for your own good. And لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you're grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you. But that gratefulness is very, very important. And for all of us, my brothers and sisters, let us compare our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a year ago. March 12th, 2020 was a Thursday. It was when we suspended Salatul Jum'ah for the first time. And we never went to Witchcraft Recreation Complex since then. It's been a year now. Okay, compare our relationship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a year ago. Has it gotten better? Has it gotten better? How have we improved? What is the difference between you on March 12th, March 13th, 2020, and you today on March 12th, 2021? What is the difference? Has this pandemic had any difference on you whatsoever? Your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what impact has it had? How has it improved? Your relationship with others, how has that improved? If it has improved, then he says, Alhamdulillah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase to allow us to increase and improve our relationship with him and with those around us. And brothers and sisters, if it has not changed, this is actually really serious. If our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not changed over the past years, or the past 365 days, through this entire pandemic, then the question to ask ourselves seriously is why? Why, after going through this entire year of this bala, of this trial from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no change in my attitude, in my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the time to start is now, because the time to start is now, because we don't want to be waiting for something more to push us. Like, if this year of pandemic, of all this death and hurt and pain around the world was not enough to push us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then are we waiting for something more, al-'iyadu billah, that is going to push us? So let us reflect, my brothers and sisters. And once again, as I said, the situation is still risky. So please be careful about in-person contact, close contact. You know, the numbers are still going up. Ramadan in the masjid is not a given. It is not guaranteed. Let us try our best and leave for Allah the rest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And whoever is mindful of Allah, he will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And provide for them from sources that they could never imagine. وَمَن يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. And whoever puts their trust in Allah, then he alone is sufficient for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَالِغُ أَمْرِهِ. Certainly Allah achieves His will. قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدْرًا. Allah has already set a destiny for all things. Let us make dua. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله علانيته وسره. اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, oh Allah, we thank you. Oh Allah, we praise you. Oh Allah, you have brought us this one year, these days. Oh Allah, these hundreds of days through this pandemic, you have brought us this far. Oh Allah, we thank you and we praise you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, if we are safe, oh Allah, it is not because of anything of our own. It is only because you decided to keep us safe, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, if we continue to be blessed, oh Allah, it is not because of any achievement on our part, but rather it is through your blessings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many people have faced hardship. Oh Allah, so many of our loved ones. Oh Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters have returned to you. Oh Allah, Allahumma aghfir lahum arhamhum wa'afihim wa'afu anhum wa'akrim nuzulahum wa'assi' madkhalahum wa'ghsilhum bilma'i wal-thalji wal-barad wa'naqihim min al-khata'iha kama yunaqqa al-thawb al-abyad min al-danas. Oh Allah, please elevate their ranks in Jannat al-Firdaus, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please reward them for all of their patience before they return to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please forgive them for all of their shortcomings, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many have faced hardships, financial difficulty, oh Allah, stress, anxiety, physical illness, mental illness, emotional pain, so many other types of challenges and difficulties. Oh Allah, please make it easy for everyone, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant shifa to all of those who are ill at this time, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect those who are destined to become ill, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant us all a good return to you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah as our final words on our lips, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of our brothers and sisters who are ill, oh Allah, please cure them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, our elder sister who is in pain, oh Allah, our brother and sister in long-term, facing long-term pain and injuries, oh Allah, please remove it for them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, our elders who are ill, oh Allah, dealing with cancer, other illnesses, including COVID-19, oh Allah, please grant them a speedy recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many of our brothers and sisters who are in hospital at this time, oh Allah, so many of our fellow human beings currently facing different types of hardships with regards to their health. Oh Allah, please cure all of them, Ya, out of your mercy, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you are the cure, the healer. Oh Allah, please grant them all a speedy and complete recovery, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma Rabban Nas, Adhib al-Bas, Shfihim wa Anta Shafi, La Shifa illa Shifa'uk, شفاء لا يغادر سقما. اللهم اشفهم شفاء عاجلا كاملا من كل داء يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of those who are experiencing difficulties, distress, anxiety, grief, depression, than any other type of suffering, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please replace it with ease and happiness, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of the families who are going through turmoil and difficulties, oh Allah, please unite them. Oh Allah, please remove their enmity and their disagreements from their hearts, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please bless each of our homes with love and unity, ya Rabbal Alameen, between spouses, between children and their parents, between all the relatives, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we ask you for your forgiveness. Oh Allah, please forgive us. Oh Allah, over the last year, we have not paid heed. Oh Allah, we returned to you a little bit. Oh Allah, in the beginning, then we got distracted once again. Oh Allah, please forgive us for our distraction, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please purify our hearts and make us those who constantly remember you at every moment, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make us the way you want us to be, ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم باعد بيننا وبين خطايانا كما بعدت بين المشرق والمغرب. اللهم نقنا من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم اغسل خطايانا بالماء والثلج والبرد يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كله دقه وجله وأوله وآخره وعلانيته وسره. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك، ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك، ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا ولا يخاف فينا. اللهم بعلمك الغيب وقدرتك على الخلق أحينا ما علمت الحياة خيرا لنا، وتوفنا إذا علمت الوفاة خيرا لنا. اللهم ونسألك خشيتك في الغيب والشهادة، ونسألك كلمة الحق في الرضا والغضب، ونسألك القسط في الفقر والغنى، ونسألك نعيما لا ينفد، ونسألك قرة عين لا تنقطع، ونسألك الرضا بعد القضاء، ونسألك برد العيش بعد الموت، ونسألك لذة النظر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك في غير ضراء مضرة ولا فتنة مضلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان وجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية، واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن ودلع الدين وغلبة الرجال. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم ارفع عنا هذا الوباء وهذا البلاء يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم بارك في أعمار آبائنا وأمهاتنا ومتعهم بالصحة والعافية. اللهم ارحم من انتقل منهم إلى رحمتك. اللهم أنزلهم منزلا مباركا. اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا، ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين، خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، ووحد صفوفهم، وأصلح قادتهم، واجمع كلمتهم للحق يا رب العالمين. اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين. اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان، خصوصا في بورما، في فلسطين، وفي الصين، وفي كشمير، وفي الهند، في سريلانكا، وفي سوريا، وفي العراق، في بلاد الشام، في اليمن، في الصومال، وفي أفغانستان، وفي ليبيا، وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان، وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. rahmatika ya arhamar rahim. Jazakumullah khairan, my brothers and sisters. A reminder that our clocks will be springing forward 1 hour this Sunday. So that means all the prayer timings are going to change. And from next week, inshallah, the Friday message will start at 1 hour later, at 12:45 p.m., inshallah. And all the Friday prayer sessions will also be moving 1 hour forward.